I took 1 week off of blog writing, and it feels like a month. That kind of makes sense, though. I never seem to know what day it is anymore. Worse than before. Or better, I guess, if you want to get philosophical about time. But that is for another blog. This is the Jack Designs blog. So we talk Jack, American artists, Maine, and food so far. We did hear from many of you last week, when we asked you what you wanted to know more about. Scarf tying and capelet wearing got a bunch of asks, so we'll be putting together some videos and photo arrays with tips and ideas about how to wear your Jack gear. Several of you want to hear about the trails and nature adventures we take, and that you can try too, all around Maine and the Northeast. If you can handle stories about the black bear family we spotted on our first day away, the steep waterfall scramble we accidentally happened upon, or the bobcat that leapt onto the stone wall of the narrow path on our Arches hike, then stay tuned in the coming months. In the last blog post, we talked about the artisan women we work with that make our shops so special, more than 30 of them from all over the country. And I promised to let you know about the guys, too. Well, I like to keep my promises, so here goes. John Y., Eric Silva, Peter Brown, Drew Graham, Rex Knockingust, Gene Allen, Thomas Von Koch, Fred Kemmer, Tom Davin, Jim Dowd, James Stanford, and we are always looking for more. When we opened our brick-and-mortar shop in 2015, we knew that we wanted to showcase the work and tell the stories of artists that we love. I can still remember the first three that we agreed upon. Karen Kleinfelter, Fred Kemmer, and Megan Patrice Riley. We committed to buying all work outright. Consignment can be agony for artists. Rent and mortgages never wait until money is in the bank. So we started calling each one and figuring out how to order for a shop that never existed before in a town that didn't know who we were. Over the years, we continue to call and email artists we have met along our journey, each time hoping this will be a good fit and that we can share their work with you. Apparently, we need to meet more guys, particularly ones who make super cool jewelry. There's not a lot of room for craft and fine art in our little shop. But the ones we have right now make our hearts happy. As you can see from the photo today, these guys have probably made you happy, too.